Foley is looking to run again for governor in 2014. He made several allegations, including that Malloy appointed Dan Esty, commissioner for the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection, as a quid pro quo for illegal campaign contributions in 2010, when Malloy had been hired by Esty's firm. Foley says Malloy was campaigning at the time.
He was fully absorbed in the race. There was no way he was performing any work for Mr. Esty if he was being paid anything. So should have been a contribution if it was during the campaign. So anyway, this is something I've heard that people believe.
He is factually incorrect on the points that he is making and continuing to make.
That's Governor Malloy. He also dismissed Foley's allegations against other members of his administration. Malloy has yet to announce whether he's running for re-election, but he says he understands Foley's focus.
Suppose he's got his job to do, wants to be governor, but I got that job right now. I'm going to concentrate on what I'm supposed to do.
One political scientist says the allegations may be a risky strategy for Foley.
He certainly does have people talking about him.
That's Ron Shuring of UConn.
But if it turns out that the charges that he made can't be substantiated, I think he'll have a very serious problem in maintaining his credibility as a serious candidate.
Foley is competing with four other candidates for the GOP nomination for governor in 2014. Ebong Udama, WSH News.